The inquiry in Parliament to determine if suspended public protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane should be impeached resumed on Thursday. Mkhwebane's legal team was led by advocate Dali Mpofu, who had asked for an adjournment. The committee declined the request.
The decision of the committee has resolved that having listened to your presentation, written and orally, and the discussion that we got into as members, that the committee is of the view that the application for adjournment or postponement is declined. We want to endeavor, secondly, that having declined that, we want to proceed with our work of this committee, as I would have indicated in the morning.
The hearing was to continue on Friday, as a witness was expected to be cross-examined by Mkhwebane's legal team, but Mpofu said he could no longer speak for Mkhwebane as he walked out.
We have problems with the fact that some of the things that were said in our absence could have been said when we were here for the members who were making remarks about our own input when they had the chance to say it. And also the parliamentary advisors were passing remarks about the input, which is also part of the unfairness. But be that as it may, Chair, there are also some factual issues which you don't want to get into that we heard being said about our own input. As I indicated earlier, the decision really does not come as a surprise. So what we're going to do now, Chair, is just to explain, to revisit what we said to you in the morning, which was that the mandate, our mandate as the legal team, was only to come here and do the application for the adjournment. And we made that clear in the letter we wrote to you on the 21st of October. And in the application we submitted on Monday and this morning as well. That's it. What that means is that we are not able to take part in any of the further illegal activities which would involve anything beyond the application, as we indicated this morning, of the adjournment. Because to do so would be to acquiesce in participation in this committee as it is currently constituted. It's completely illegal. Anything beyond the point of the application, even breathing after that point, would be an endorse the illegal activities of this committee. And as I say, in any event, beyond the mandate that we were asked to perform today. So I'm afraid then, as far as the legal team is concerned, at least that will be as far as we can take it. And good luck. We'll see you again, maybe, or maybe not.
Mkhwebane told the inquiry she did not give a mandate to her legal team to abandon her.
I didn't say, or I didn't give a mandate to my legal team to, yes. So I think that's what they've discussed with the attorneys. And for now, I'm not in a position to, I'll have to discuss with them because we didn't discuss the continuation of the process, because the issue was for them to apply for this process. So I will have to go back and discuss with them, or alternatively, if they decide to withdraw, especially the attorney of record, then I'll have to find a way of finding an attorney who will have to proceed with the matter, or as well alternatively convince the current legal team.
EFF leader Julius Malema said his party would also withdraw from the proceedings if it goes on.
Because you have decided to proceed with this committee, depending on your ruling, we are considering withdrawing as well as the EFF, because we don't think that we should take these matters light. The advocate said we're engaged in an illegal process and therefore they are unable to proceed with engagement in the illegal process. I think that she's entitled to a legal representative and we must allow her. And if you insist on proceeding, we're also going to withdraw from this process.
Evidence leader Advocate Nazreen Power advised the committee to consider what the position would be if a legal counsel walked out of proceedings. Mkwebane said she could not continue without her legal team, and a new legal team would delay the process. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.